Simon & Schuster Audio presents From a Buick 8 by Stephen King. Read by James Rebhorn, Bruce Davison, Becky Ann Baker, Peter Garrity, Fred Sanders, and Stephen Tobolowsky.
Now, Sandy. Kurt Wilcox's boy came around the barracks a lot the year after his father died. I mean a lot. But nobody ever told him to get out of the way or ask him what in hell he was doing there again. We understood what he was doing, trying to hold on to the memory of his father. Cops know a lot about the psychology of grief. Most of us know more about it than we want to. That was Ned Wilcox's senior year at Statler High. He must have quit the football team. When it came time for choosing, he picked D Troop instead. Hard to imagine a kid doing that, choosing unpaid choring over all those Friday night games and Saturday night parties, but that's what he did. I don't think any of us talked to him about the choice, but we respected him for it. He had decided the time had come to put the games away, that's all. Grown men are frequently incapable of making such decisions. Ned made his at an age when he still couldn't buy a legal drink, or a legal pack of smokes for that matter. I think his dad would have been proud. Know it, actually. Given how much the boy was around, I suppose it was inevitable he'd see what was out in Shed B and ask someone what it was and what it was doing there. I was the one he was most likely to ask because I'd been his father's closest friend. Closest one that was still a trooper, at least. I think maybe I wanted it to happen. Kill or cure, the old-timers used to say. Give that curious cat a serious dose of satisfaction.